With this, I will invite to the podium Chris Taylor, who is the head of global listings at the New York Stock Exchange, to give his welcome remarks.
All right. Hi, Olga.
Hi.
How are you? Nice to see you.
Thank you all for being here today with us.
Thank you.
Can we please put up the slide with the New York Stock Exchange bells? Thank you.
All right. So first of all, congratulations to the two of you. A quarter century plus of the Invest in Greece Capital Link Forum. Really is an amazing, amazing accomplishment.
Thank you so much.
You know, the exchange is a proud partner with Nick and Olga, so it's our pleasure as always to be here. You know, the public markets in the U.S. and around the world, a lot of them are booming, but they're also very challenged in terms of the number of companies coming to the public markets. The exchange has 2,400 companies from 48 countries around the world. We are knocking on the door of 10 companies from Greece being listed on the New York Stock Exchange. But hopefully, we get more IPOs in 2025, more companies coming to the public markets. And what you're doing here, Nick and Olga, in bringing together investors and companies as part of this forum is really, really important. So it is our pleasure. Now, tomorrow marks a special occasion for us at the New York Stock Exchange as well. So tomorrow is the 20th annual Greek-American Issuer Day at the New York Stock Exchange. We'll ring the closing bell to honor our issuers on the New York Stock Exchange, including ticker symbol TEN. Nick Tsakos, you'll be on the bell podium tomorrow yet again with us at the exchange. So from all of us at the exchange, thank you, welcome. Thank you, Nick and Olga, as always.
Chris, please take a look. Yes.
That's amazing.
I mean, it is an amazing track record, 20 years in a row.
For the bell.
And 26 for the forum. So with this, we prepared a special thank you for Chris. You know, celebrating tomorrow the 20th anniversary of the bell. And Nico, please also come.
Yes, please. Awesome.
Because you've been part of this journey.
I think we have to do it. Although we are 10 as a company, we offer you 20 today. So.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Right. We're going to do this again tomorrow at the exchange.
With more presence.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. And before I invite Nikos to the floor, unfortunately, Yanos Kondopoulos, the CEO of the Athens Stock Exchange, was not feeling well, so he couldn't make the journey today. So he gave us a brief note to read. I deeply regret not being able to join you in person today at the 26th Capital Link Invest in Greece Forum. At the Athens Stock Exchange, 2024 has been a year of notable achievements, including landmark new listings and private placements, a significant increase in trading activity and market capitalization, and our inclusion in the watch list for a transition to developed market status by FTSE, Russell, and S&P Dow Jones. These accomplishments reflect our unwavering commitment to enhancing the visibility of our capital market within the global investment community and fostering an environment that attracts investors and supports sustainable economic growth. In this context, this forum plays a vital role in our annual outreach initiatives, strengthening connections between Greece and the international investment community. And I'd like to thank my heartfelt thanks to Nikos and Olga and the entire Capital Link team for their continued dedication to organizing this event. As we approach 2025, we remain resolute in our mission to position the Athens Stock Exchange as a leading financial institution and the developed market, driving growth and opportunities for Greece. Thank you to all. And thank you. Zostra, good to have you with us. And with this, let me start thanking the sponsors. I will turn the floor over to Nikos Tsakos, who has been a steady sponsor, lead sponsor of this event for 20 plus years.
Yes, Your Excellency, it's very nice to have you here today, and all the dream team from Greece. We have so important speakers, so I will be just here to welcome the dream team from Greece that continues making the journey and carrying the banner. the U.S. investors who support our country through thick and thin, and to congratulate Nick and Olga. They started this in the last century when we had the drachma, moved Greece into the 21st century, then we almost had the drachma again, but we were able to survive that. And we were able to turn the outcast of European economy into a star performer in the last years. So congratulations to all the ministers and the team for making Greece great again. And let's continue. Thank you very much and bon appetit.
So I would like to acknowledge that the lead sponsor of the platinum sponsor of this year's event is Attica Bank. We have Eleni Bretou, who will the CEO, who will also speak shortly. But I'd like to acknowledge that this forum has been the product of teamwork. Now, you may think teamwork and Greeks don't go together, but in this particular case, it has gone together for 26 years. And the end result of this is the ability to put together this event every year. So this year, the lead sponsors are Goldman Sachs. Costantine, you're right there. Costantine. Costantine. I'm thanking Goldman Sachs for being a lead sponsor. Dimitri, sorry, I got it wrong. I thank Dimitri Kofitsas Goldman Sachs for being, of course, Goldman a lead sponsor. And then Morgan Stanley, Dimitri Kostopoulos. But what happened is when Dimitri and Costantinos got together on the panel this morning, they said it was the first time they felt so close together. So I got you mixed up. Anyway, thank you to both of you. But I'd like to also acknowledge all the other banks. I don't want to forget anyone who year after year are part of this event. You can see their names. Barclays, BNP, Nomura,
Piraeus Bank,
Alpha Bank, all the Greek banks. Everyone has been really year after year supporting this conference. So I don't want to go down the line. I'm afraid I'll forget a name, and that would not be the right thing to do. And with this, I would like to introduce then our keynote speaker, Minister Staikouras. But before that, allow me to read a message from the Prime Minister. If I may have, you don't need, you know, I think for the Prime Minister, we all need to be quiet. Lipon, I will read a message from the Prime Minister. May I please have everybody's attention? Παρακαλώ πάρα πολύ, if I may have your attention for a minute. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to address you once again at the annual Capitaline Conference. As we mark our sixth year in government, it is an opportune moment to reflect on the progress we have made and the vision that will guide us forward. Greece now sits at the top tier of euro area economies for per capita GDP growth, nearly 20% cumulative between 2020 and 2023. Maybe we can have the Prime Minister's picture, please, on the screen. Can we have the video, guys? Wake up. Can we please have the Prime Minister's picture on the screen? Thank you. So Greece now sits, as I said, at the top tier of euro area economies for per capita GDP growth, nearly 20% cumulative between 2020 and 2023. Unemployment continues to track downwards, down around 8 percentage points during our administration, marking the most significant reduction in the European Union, and our debt-to-GDP ratio has seen the largest decline of any European country from 2019 to 2023. These achievements have been underpinned by a robust reform agenda emphasizing economic transformation, tax cuts, and yes, political stability. In 2023, the Economist Intelligence Unit concluded that Greece is the nation with the most improved business environment among 81 countries. And in 2024, they forecasted that Greece will be among the top 10 global performers over the next 5 years. We are proud of what has been achieved, but there is more to come. Beginning January 1st, we will reduce social security contributions once again by another percentage point, bringing the cumulative decrease to 5.4 points. While other countries may be raising taxes, Greece is lowering them. Our fight against tax evasion continues robustly. For instance, Greece is now one of the few countries to have fully connected POS machines to cash registers, instantly transmitting transaction data to the Inland Revenue Service. Our medium-term fiscal structural plan is characterized by stability. From 2024 through 2028, we project an overall budget balance of about minus 1% of GDP per annum and a primary balance steady at around 2.5%, setting the stage for our gross debt to GDP ratio to decline another 20 points. Bond markets have taken note. Greek government bonds are no longer priced cheaper than all other euro area countries. A few years ago, I promised that Greece would regain investment grade, and last year it did. Today, I'm here to tell you that Greece is on the path to a new milestone, the upgrade of the Athens Stock Exchange to developed market status. When I addressed this conference for the first time in 2019, I outlined my government's vision and extended an invitation to join us and share in the success of this country. Since then, Greek assets have consistently outperformed. Today, I can tell you that the journey is far from over. I invite you to stay with us to continue investing in Greece and to share in the rewards of a nation on the up. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, Prime Minister of Greece. And with that, thank you. Maybe I can have now Minister Kostaikouras, our keynote speaker. I'd like to acknowledge also the other ministers, Minister Kerameos, Minister Papathanasis, Minister Zdoukou, of course our ambassador, Ms. Eleni Nathika, Joshua Hack from the U.S. State Department, last but not least, of course, Yanis Tournaras, who will be honored tonight. I hope I did not forget anyone. So, thank you.
First of all, I would like to thank Mr. and Ms. Bournosis for giving the chance to make the keynote address at the 26th annual Capital Link, a unique, prestigious event that takes place in a time when the Greek economy is being upgraded, becomes stronger, and shows remarkable resilience. This is an achievement primarily due to the sacrifices of the Greek society, combined with a prudent fiscal policy and structural reforms implemented over the last 5 years, the successful management of consecutive external crises, as well as the political stability. However, despite the positive outlook and the promising prospects of the Greek economy, we should remain cautious and proactive on our decisions as the wider environment shows signs of instability and uncertainty. In this context, the political leadership of the Minister of Infrastructure and Transport has embarked on an effort to enhance connectivity in transport and resilience in infrastructure, aiming, ultimately, to contribute to levering Greece's regional, geopolitical, and economic role. Our strategy is based on priorities. First priority, implementing many large-scale projects throughout the country. In 2024, we completed, with a valuable contribution of the private sector, as promised from here a year ago, and handed over to traffic, the road connection from Actio to Ambrakia, the main road axis in Lesbos, and a significant section of the Central Greece Highway, the famous E65. Moreover, the new Attica Highway concession agreement was signed, and the highway continues to operate uninterruptedly under the new concessionaire. And finally, the Thessaloniki Metro, the most emblematic urban project over the last decade, has been put into operation. Thessaloniki is getting stronger, is becoming more attractive, and is boosting its self-confidence. Moving forward, the expansion to Kalamaria will be completed in a year from now. The Patra Pyrgos Highway will be completed in 2025. The construction of Thessaloniki flyover is carried out at a rapid pace. The contract for the road access from Ioannina to Kakavia will be signed next week. The new Kastelia Airport completion ratio is 40%, and the construction of the Cretan Northern Highway is advancing. Indeed, works have started, studies are carried out, expropriation procedures are progressing, and the construction documents for the main sub-project, Chania Heraklio, will be finalized over the following 50 days. The second priority is to implement major flood prevention and irrigation projects. Indeed, in 2024, we signed contracts or we announced tenders for dams and flood prevention projects in Messinia, Etolakarnania, Lesvos, Rethymno, Attica. And moreover, we signed contracts and we completed irrigation projects in Αργολίδα, Ημαθία, Φθιώτιδα, Χαλκιδική, Σέρες, Καστοριά, Λάρισα, Τρίκαλα, Μαγνησία, and Κορινθία. The third priority is to maintain existing infrastructure projects. Through the Technical Chamber of Greece, the Smart Bridges project is implemented with the aim of upgrading road bridges in all regions, as well as 100 railway bridges with innovative methods and modern tools. At the same time, over the following couple of days, most probably tomorrow, we move forward with the restoration of the damage to the road network affected by Storm Daniel, ensuring functionality, safety, and climate resilience with interventions of at least 200 locations on 2,100 kilometers of the regional road network in 6 prefectures. Fourth priority, reforming the Greek railway. Railway, which has long-lasting accumulated deficiencies and inconsistencies. To address them, systematic, persistent, and long-term effort is required. We are moving in the right direction. An action plan on railway safety, agreed with the European Commission, has started being implemented. The organizational reform of the railway sector, with a new, single, modern public entity, fully assuming the role, obligations, and responsibilities of the railway infrastructure manager, is on public consultation, and the law enactment is expected by the end of the year. A contract was signed with EIB last October for the preparation of the railway strategy and the multi-annual investment program. And finally, we are launching Greece's participation in the new European railway corridors, such as the three seas, namely Baltic Sea, Black Sea, Aegean Sea, as well as the Western Balkans, East Mediterranean. Towards that direction, we absorbed, for the first time over the last decades, 1.5 billion euros for the restoration of the railway network of Central Greece, the upgrade of the railway line in Macedonia, the construction of a new single line connecting the port of Kavala with the rail network, and finally, the upgrade of the suburban railway of Western Attica and Western Thessalonica. Fifth priority, renewing the public bus fleet. Already, 270 new vehicles, mainly electric buses, are circulating in Athens, expecting a total number of 950 up to July 2025. Additionally, a new tender for the supply of more anti-pollution technology buses has been launched. Six priorities: promoting electromobility. Four relevant, more flexible over the last year programs are in progress with significant subsidies for individuals and companies. Already, the total subsidy for the purchase of 19,000 vehicles over the last 2 years amounts to 52 million euros. At the same time, the publicly available charging points from 73 in 2019 are now rising to 6,700. Moreover, the Ministry places particular emphasis on the sustainable planning of transportation systems by introducing, among others, sustainable urban mobility plans as the main planning tool for municipalities and regional authorities. And finally, seventh priority, enhancing the road safety nationwide. Among other initiatives, we are modernizing the sanctions framework for the Road Traffic Code. We established the National Road Safety Observation, and we are launching digital recording of violations and the effective collection of fines. Now, the final question is funds. And in this case, with the coordination with the Ministry of National Economy and Finance, relevant initiatives are underway to identify and secure funding sources and financial instruments. This involves leveraging national and European funds with the involvement and contribution of the private sector through concessions and public-private partnerships. These are the funds coming from both the national and co-finance leg of the new programming period, the Recovery and Resilience Fund through existing allocation of funds and the redistribution of available resources, the EU Solidarity Fund for the restoration of damages in the affected for national disasters areas, the Connecting Europe Facility, specifically for the restructuring and modernization of the railway network, lending from the European Investment Bank and the Council of Europe Development Bank, funding from a much healthier and more stable over the last 5 years banking sector, both on the asset as well as on the liability side of its balance sheet. And finally, of course, leveraging the fiscal space steadily created over the last 5 years in the state budget. Ladies and gentlemen, I shared with you some priorities and policies of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport. This provides the impetus to form a more resilient economic landscape, to achieve high and sustainable economic growth, to create many more new jobs, and to enhance social cohesion. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister, for a great speech. And thank you for being with us. Thank you. Thank you. So for the next half hour, we can enjoy our lunch. But before we do that, now that I'm a bit calmer, I'd like to thank you all again for being with us today. I'd like to thank our sponsors. I'd like to thank everyone who contributed. And if you allow me, I would like to, everybody says bravo to Nico and Olga. Well, I'd like to say bravo to the Capital Link team. Without our team, we would not have been able to do anything, and it's amazing what we do all around the world. So I would kindly ask you to give them a round of applause, and I'd like to... And I'd like to particularly acknowledge, I don't know where she is, Eleni. I don't know where Eleni is, but I'm sure that everyone who emailed us, you must have gotten back the reply from me, let me ask Eleni. Well, there are a number of women I asked in my life, my sister, my wife, my daughter, Eleni, of course, and my teammates. So Eleni has been with us 25 years. She is really a pillar of Capital Inc., and I'd like to thank her publicly for, as well as the rest of my team, for an amazing devotion. And again, thank you to all of you. So for the next half hour, let's enjoy our lunch, and then we will have our two keynote speakers, Christos Megalou and Eleni Bretou. Thank you. Dear friends, now we're coming to the point of our other keynote remarks. I would kindly ask Christos Megalou, the CEO of Piraeus Group, to come to the podium. I think Christos needs no introduction. He's leading one of the biggest financial groups in Greece and I would say in Europe. He has done an amazing job transforming Piraeus Bank, and he has made also an amazing contribution to the restructuring of the banking system in Greece. So he is a pillar of the community and the system, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the podium. And I'd like to thank him, of course, for his steadfast support of the Capital Inc. Forum for so many years. Thank you.
Thank you, Nico. Thank you, Olga.
Thank you, Christos Megalou.
Maybe we can have a picture with you now.
Ella.
Now, Υπουργός γύρισε και πήγε μέσα
στην Ελλάδα. Μετά, να είδες. Μπράβο εσύ. Κάτσε να δω που θα το βάλουμε. Εντάξει. Distinguished guests, it is my great privilege to address you today. Quiet, team. Here in the heart of bustling New York City, on a subject that is both close and dear to my heart. This international forum, I have been coming years and years here over the last 26 years, is an important opportunity to highlight to the world Greece's remarkable transformation into a global hub of investment and innovation. There is much for us to celebrate. Outperforming markets, falling debt to GDP ratios, and better economic prospects than our Eurozone counterparts are impressive achievements that have been hard won. Greece today, in 2024, is a very different place to the place it was even a few years ago. But the progress made so far is not just a story of resilience. It is also a testament to the efforts of policymakers, business and financial services institutions such as Piraeus and others who have worked together to redefine a new economic future for my country. So let me outline why I believe the Greek banking sector is a pillar of growth, providing critical support for this remarkable recovery. Over the past decade, the Greek banking sector has undergone a complete transformation. I have seen it from my own privileged position at the helm of Greece's leading bank with over a century of heritage, how we tackled significant challenges collectively to emerge stronger than before. I firmly believe that a stable, profitable, truly modern banking system will underpin the long-term growth of a vibrant Greek economy. The growth of Greece's economy at almost 4 times the European average has been a critical factor underlying the banking sector as a whole, delivering impressive results. Since the beginning of 2024, Greek banks have extended over 8 billion euros in new credit. This in turn has meant that we have been able to provide critical support for strategically important sectors of our economy, such as energy, tourism, agriculture, and technology. Piraeus alone has extended more than euros 2.5 billion in 2024. As Greece accelerates its economic transformation into a vibrant modern economy, the banking sector is stepping up as a key enabler of sustainable growth and innovation. 2024 is also turning into a milestone year for Piraeus. We have seen a return to profitability thanks to innovative digital solutions, sustainable practices, and a focus on operating efficiency that is among the best in the European Banking Union. Following the return to full privatization status, Piraeus resumed dividend payments to its shareholders in July. And talking of shareholders, I would like to take this opportunity to personally thank John Paulson, whose family office is our largest shareholder, for believing in us. John, thank you for your continued trust and support over all these years. Over the next 4 years at Piraeus, we plan to go further through a mix of organic growth and strategic initiatives. We aim to reach a net credit target of euros 10 billion and boost our net fee income to 90 basis points over assets. We anticipate that we stand to benefit from strong macroeconomic tailwinds, sustainable profit levels, converging with distribution payout ratios at the European average. Our next ambitious milestone is achieving a 50% payout from profits in 2025. So in this new era of exciting growth and opportunity, how can Greek banks support key areas of the economy to secure its long-term future? We take pride in being a key partner for the most dynamic, creative forces shaping Greece's economic progress. We have already allocated to Greece funds of euro 32 billion and are committed to surpassing euros 40 billion by 2027 for key strategic sectors such as agriculture, renewable energy, and tourism. Small and medium-sized enterprises are not just part of Greece's economy. They are Greece's economy. They account for the majority of the businesses and the majority of jobs. Their success is intertwined with our nation's future prosperity. At Piraeus, we have tailored our financial products to meet their needs. From AI-powered solutions to digital tools for cash and trade management, we are helping them to compete at an international stage. Over the next 3 years, we will deploy an additional euros 3.5 billion to small, medium enterprises, small businesses, and the agri sector, not just as lenders, but as true partners offering advisory services as well as the digital tools they need to succeed and scale. As you know, Greece is a place of close-knit communities and families. So at Piraeus, people and innovation are the cornerstone of our strategic approach. It is important to me that our extensive nationwide retail branch network sits at the heart of local communities. In recent years, we have transformed a retail branch network to combine human expertise with cutting-edge digital solutions. Seamless integration enhances customer experience, reduces costs, and boosts operational efficiency. Piraeus is also charting the course to scale up our use of AI. We are the first Greek bank to offer a ChatGPT-powered virtual assistant, chatbot, improving customer feedback by 50%, while our AI-driven customer relationship management pilot programs have already resulted in a 30% increase in customer satisfaction. At the same time, being at the helm of a large organization with more than 7,000 people, I feel the responsibility to ensure that our approach to AI is not only innovative, but at the same time ethical, transparent, and inclusive. Our vision is a banking ecosystem that is seamless, accessible, and crucially customer-centric. To that end, Piraeus is launching a new mobile app, Bank, designed to serve our customers' everyday banking needs wherever and whenever. We are launching Snappi next year in Greece, and it is on course to then be extended across several other European countries. We recognize the vital role of agriculture in our daily lives. A flagship initiative for the bank is financing the modernization and installation of greenhouses to help farmers across government grant programs. It is part of our commitment to supporting the just transition, simultaneously enhancing growth while reducing environmental impact. Investment in new energy sources is a significant opportunity for Greece. Our abundant natural resources mean we are well placed to lead the energy transition to renewable energy. At Piraeus, we are set to exceed a $5 billion target by 2027, supporting an increase in the country's renewable capacity while safeguarding energy security. We believe that the future must be inclusive and equitable. Our corporate responsibility strategy links economic development with social cohesion. To see that commitment work in practice, there is no better illustration than our Equal program. Over 20 separate initiatives supporting women, children, youth, and vulnerable groups, benefiting 16,000 people since 2022. Greece's cultural heritage is also important to us. Piraeus supports educational programs that underscore our belief that culture is both a cornerstone of identity and a driver of economic progress. So in conclusion, let's view the road ahead for Greece and the world in 2025. This is a time for new beginnings in Europe and America, and across the rest of the world. The challenges are clear. As the Greek economy continues to recover and grow, we, the custodian of Greece's biggest institutions, need to continue to work together to foster the trust in our institution that has returned after recent years and to return back to the community, to secure a future that is inclusive, sustainable, and resilient. Thank you all for your attention and warm wishes for a safe, healthy, and prosperous 2025. Bravo.
So I'd like to thank Christos for his keynote remarks, very insightful and impactful. And now it is a great pleasure. I'd like to thank also Christos and Piraeus Bank, as well as everybody else for your support over the years. And now I'd like to ask Eleni Vrettou, the CEO of Attica Bank, to come to the podium. So far we have been talking about Greece, the four systemic banks. So Eleni is creating the fifth pillar, and her speech is creating a new dynamic in the Greek banking system, and indeed she's creating a new dynamic, if I may say, twofold. Number one, the fifth pillar of the banking system, and number two, you are the first woman CEO of a major institution like a bank. So thank you for being the platinum sponsor and for your support over the years, and Eleni, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Eleni.
Thank you very much. Thank you. First of all, I would say that I would be very happy if next year you introduce me as the first CEO, but there's a second one CEO running a bank as well. Or like if it's not next year, at least in a few years' time. So let's not stay at this one. So first of all, I'd like to thank Olga and Nikos for the very kind invitation to be here today as the sponsor, the platinum sponsor. But more importantly, I'd like to thank them for making Greece an investment destination, for promoting Greece for the last quarter of a century or more than that, and all the Greek assets. And I think it's a privilege to be here with you today, and thank you for all you've done to both you and Nikos. So I stand here with a lot of pride today, a lot of pride, not just because we managed to create the fifth banking pillar, as Olga and Nikos described, but because we managed in 2 years exactly to do something that everybody else in the market, besides the government, Mr. Stournaras and Mr. Exarchou, practically thought impossible to do. So after 2 years, we managed to effectively do the first merger after crisis between Attica Bank and Pancreta Bank, we managed to turn the bank back to profitability. I remember 2 years ago, everybody would say that I would go for a professional suicide, like going into Attica Bank. Now in the 9-month results, we're going to be posting the 7th consecutive profitable quarter and a quarter that keeps rising in profitability. We managed to recapitalize the banks. So not just only we merged, we have injected 1.3 billion euros of capital into the two banks since October 2022. And most recently, we completed the 735 million euro share capital increase, which also marked the privatization of the bank, transferring control to Thrivers with circa 57%. So in the fifth pillar, which is about to complete in the next couple of weeks, is actually we're going to have a clean bank. So the basket case of the Greek banking system, the two basket cases of the Greek banking system, they're actually posting the steepest, the most aggressive, and I would say probably the most challenging cleanup ever happened in the Greek banking sector. So the banks will have an NPE ratio of less than 3% in the 2024 financials. So what we have effectively is a larger bank, is a bank that has, as we speak, day one, without doing absolutely nothing, we're going to have 87 branches, so more than the sixth player, 3.5 billion euros of performing portfolio, 6 to 7 billion euros of deposits, clean capital, so CET1, which is well above the regulatory requirements, and no DTC. So I don't think anybody could have imagined that this journey would bring us here, and I'm very proud that myself and my team, some of the people who are here with us today, have helped us to actually deliver that. What was actually the premise of this merger? So, you know, how this whole idea started. So if you look like, you know, basically indeed, like, you know, the Greek banking system has now four really robust and sound and like, you know, profitable banks that stand very strongly in their feet. But 94% of the market is actually concentrated in these four banks. If you look at Italy, effectively you have 12 banks, 12 significant institutions controlling 80% of the market, but you also have 39 non-systemic banks being in the market. If you look at Germany, you have actually 251 banks operating in Germany right now, which compares with something like 5,000 banks, circa 5,000 banks back in the 80s. The number in Greece, like, you know, in the 80s, was 64 banking institutions, both international and Greek. So is it actually healthy for a banking system? Is it healthy for an economy to have such a high concentration in just four systemic banks? Do we have enough competition? If you go around and ask, like, you know, many companies, perhaps not the top 10, like, you know, many of them will express dissatisfaction, okay? That service is low, onboarding takes a long time, capital is not as accessible as they would like. If you actually ask what is the number one fear of the SME companies in Greece, which is the backbone of the Greek economy, as Mr. Magallo also said, number one fear is that they will not be able to get financing from the Greek banking system. You also have about 70 billion euros of assets that sit in securitizations. These clients are completely shut off from the Greek banking system. They're not allowed to go back and borrow again. So we found that we identified an opportunity there, that effectively if we had an institution that, you know, would not have any legacy anymore, we would actually be competitive and could offer an alternative banking solution. And indeed, we were very happy that we found like a true believer in our story who was like, you know, our private investor. And along this private investor, many other investors like, you know, have followed. So for the first time again in the bank's history, we have institutional capital, both international long-term capital, but also domestic capital coming into the share capital increase, along with a vast, like, you know, a very big population of individual investors who came into the share capital increase. What do we want to do? So we don't like overpromising things, and we actually think that banking is a very basic business. So let's go back to the basics. Let's put, again, the client. Let's put human interaction at the forefront of what we do. So we don't want to have branches where you want to, you have to book an appointment, and if you show up without an appointment, you will not get service. We want to have a branch that is actually friendly and will host you and will listen to your needs and will offer, like, you know, financing. We want to be fast and flexible, but without compromising our underwriting standards. Does this strategy pay off? Absolutely yes. So if you look at what we will be posting in a couple of days' time in the 9-month results, effectively, this bank has managed to have a positive credit expansion of 800 million euros compared to an industry, like in a wide number, of 3.2. So with very high NPEs, with like, you know, very like, you know, high cost, etc., we managed to get 25% of the market ourselves. Why? Because we offered better service. We offered an alternative solution. So when we say we want to be a disruptor, we actually do not mean to be a disruptor when it comes to digital. Yes, we will invest in digital. We will do more things there. But what we want to do is that we want to be a disruptor when it comes to service. So we can actually disperse new loans in 3 weeks. We give the response in the first week. So, you know, everybody knows where they stand. And like, you know, from there on, we try to do our absolutely best to ensure that we have happy clients at the end of the day. So back to the basic relationship banking. We've managed to do a lot of cooperations as well that we're very proud of. So, you know, we have a long-standing cooperation with the Pension Fund of Engineers, TMEDA. We're the first bank that went into microfinancing, and we have supported the entire program of TMEDA in microfinancing. We just signed, we're the first bank that signed a strategic agreement with EVEA, the Greek Chamber of Commerce, the largest chamber of commerce like in Greece. And again, like, you know, that proves to be very successful already. We launched a series of products that have the highest deposit rate and the lowest deposit rate, the lowest rate when it comes to mortgages. So can we actually offer an alternative banking solution? Absolutely, yes. There are challenges ahead, no questions around that. I mean, the clear challenge right now for us is to ensure that we do the operational integration very smoothly. As usual with everybody else, we have set ourselves very aggressive and ambitious targets. So the rest of the market typically needs about 2 to 3 years for systems integration. We want to do this in less than one. So we want to be done by 2025 with one single bank, single system, single customer interface. We will also be rebranding the bank. I think it's no secret. Everybody who follows the news is that I think we have a name that we will be sharing with you by the end of probably April. So, you know, we want to basically give you the certainty that this is indeed a new bank. It's not a legacy. It's something that has very strong foundations. It has the clientele, but it's also like having a fresh look in everything that you do. And the third very significant for us investment, because, you know, it's the first time again that the share capital increase has capital for investments as well, is that we're completely revamping our digital offering. And what we want to do is that we want to be a digital bank, not only when it comes to front end, but also when it comes to processing. So we don't want to bring you for digital onboarding to the branches. When we say digital onboarding, you have to stay home and do it digital, because we will be doing the processing remotely and not the other way around. So I think busy year ahead as well for us, 2025. I think there is a, we definitely want to remain laser focused on our strategy. And I'd like to close because I think, like, you know, this has taken too long for all of you with all these speakers. Is I'd say that previously, like, you know, 2 years ago, but even not just 2 years ago, even like, I think a few months ago, I think everybody, the governor, the deputy governor, remember well, people did not believe they would actually be able to pull it through. And everybody now, like, I think the new premise is that whether we will be able to create new competition. So everybody's doubting whether a small bank will be able to go from, like, you know, 50 million euros profits to 250 million profits and take the 94% market share. I'd say that, you know, what we've done the last 2 years give us enough comfort that we are people of our words. We can execute. And I would say that to the people doubting us, stay tuned, because we will actually do that and we will amaze you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much for a great speech. Very eloquent.
Thank you.
I have to say this. No doubters. There are no doubters.
Hopefully, after this, there will be no doubters and many new happy clients as well.
Absolutely. And by the way, thank you for correcting me. Juarez Antigone Liberopoulou, the CEO of Hellenic Development Bank. Antigone, there you are, the CEO. So thank you for correcting me about the female CEO. Antigone. So,
and a very capable CEO as well.
Of course.
Ναι.
So if we can have a picture together, and Christo as well. Maybe I can have Konstantinos and Dimitri join us.
Thank you.
Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ.
I'd like to acknowledge also all the other investment banks that helped, all the Greek banks. So again, this is a teamwork. Morgan and Goldman have been the lead sponsors, but I want to acknowledge all the other banks that have been with us for a long time, Barclays, BNP, Nomura, of course EY, all the Greek banks, so Axia. Thank you, guys. And we can go downstairs at 3:15. We will resume for the bank panel. Thank you.